AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
A person of interest.
Sean.
If anyone was the inspiration for the great movie The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, it was you, darling. I think it's ready for the sequel and I think they should include you as the star in it.
No, I met Karen Stamp and he said, oh, I believe you, I played you, Carlotta. I said, yeah, but I was never that ugly.
Guess who compared a ladies' lunch dressed as ladies?
See what I started?
The fabulous Carlotta, a person of interest with AJ, Bridge and Spider on Gold 92.5.
I've got to take you way, way back because I'm 60 next year.
Yeah.
And I worked with you in the same venue in a place called, when you were in Laygold's, in a place called the Royal Oak Hotel in Launceston.
Oh, right.
Do you remember that, Carlotta?
Yes.
It was a great little spot.
It was a great little spot, but that, God, that's a long time ago.
I know, and we're both here to tell a story.
I love how you love to bring up memories.
He's been living off that for years and years.
Well, that's true.
Carlotta, are you living on the Gold Coast these days?
Yes, I've been here nearly 12 years, love.
Whoa. Really?
Wow. Yes.
What area? You north or south?
I'm in Sorrento.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah,
mm.
Yeah. Actually, I'm doing my one-woman show here at the Arts Centre.
Oh, yeah. What date's that one?
The 18th and 19th. Sold out already.
Carlotta, can we go way back then? Can you tell us right now, as we're going through this process with you now, tell us when you, what age you were at when you decided that you wanted to move forward to do what you're doing now?
I used to always get ribbed at school, you know, bullied. But I've always been a tough kid because, I grew up in Balmain. There was a bully at school and I knew how to give a good left hook. And once I did that, I never got bullied again.
Courageous. Must have been some tough times throughout that with that kind of bullying, even though that you say you're able to punch, but even beyond school.
When I went to have my sex change, I really bucked the system anyway because, you know, the things that they were testing, the tests and that they put on you were just ludicrous. You know, they're archaic. They don't do that anymore at the hospitals that I had it done at, thank God.
So how did your parents go? How was that conversation?
Someone got to the press when I had the operation and there were reporters outside and then my mother, I hadn't told my mother at that time.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't really that close because I left home when I was 15. On the mirror paper, it had Balmain Boy Becomes Beauty. Well, my mother fell off the stool at the RSL. She came around. She was fine.
What about when it all happened and then you moved on, but, you know, front page of the paper, suddenly becoming famous, the celebrity side of things. How did you handle all that?
Well, you know, I handled it pretty well. I really was worried. I thought I would get the sack at Lay Girls, but, of course, Sammy Lee in those days was, you know, he could promote a flea on an ant's back. You know, he could, and he just made, you know, Australia's first sex change. And so I stayed at Lay Girls, and everyone knew I'd had a sex change. But, see, because I never put a label on myself.
Right.
I just said, I'm Carlotta, you think of me, and I still do today.
What about other people's labels on you? How offensive have they been in the past with people who just don't understand?
Well, I'm very fortunate. I don't go on Facebook or I don't go on Twitter.
Good.
What do you prefer, TV or stage?
I must admit, I enjoyed Beauty and the Beast all those years and I really enjoy doing Studio 10. The only thing with Studio 10, unfortunately, I don't live in Sydney. I have to be flown down all the time.
Carlotta, you can answer this if you want to or you don't want to. I'm just interested in your personal life. Are you with a partner these days?
No, darling, I like my money too much.
Me too. You say you do have one regret in your life and that was to be a better business person. Where did you fail there, speaking of money?
Darling, it's because I grew up and I grew up and didn't have much in my childhood. It's like I annoy a lot of my friends because I just love Christmas and I didn't have many Christmases. I mean, my place looks like Santa's shop at Christmas.
Yeah.
Tastefully, of course. You know, there's certain things like that that I, because I didn't have them as a kid, I've always loved them now.
Wow.
We'd really love it if you'd come in one day.
I would absolutely adore it, and thank you for having me on.
And good luck.
Have a good day.
Good luck with the show.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Cheers. Bye.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.